إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah, and we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no god has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and save that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, the Qur'an. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fear Allah before the day comes when there's no chance to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It never ceases to amaze us the statements of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, as he has spoke with the most comprehensive statements. The statements that are so short, but the meanings are so vast. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has said in the hadith collected by Imam Muslim and other than him, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامِ كَمَا بَدَأَ فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, indeed Islam began strange, and it will return back to being strange the way that it began. So give glad tidings to the ghuraba. So give glad tidings of Jannah to the strangers. We were taking a look at this hadith last week, and this hadith has so much wisdom in it that this week, inshaAllah ta'ala, we want to take another look at the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Indeed, Islam began strange, and it will return to being strange just as it began. So give glad tidings to the ghuraba. It's not strange to any one of us that the kuffar, the disbelieving mushrikeen, that they do not practice that which is in the Quran, nor that which is from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. But what is strange is that there are only a few Muslims who practice the Quran and the sunnah. All of us have said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. But if you practice that Quran, if you practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll be a stranger. As the people think, after they have accepted Islam, that it is strange to follow the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us at the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulih, wattaqullah. This is from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, O you who believe, do not decide in an affair of yours until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger, and then fear Allah. Do not move until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. How often are we questioned? I divorced my wife. Was it permissible for me to divorce her after I had intercourse with her since her last menstrual cycle? No, it's not permissible for you to divorce her. It's only permissible for you to divorce your wives after you have not been intimate with them since their last menstrual cycle, or they are pregnant. But why are you going to question after you got all angry and upset and divorced your wife anyway? And you say that you follow the Quran. It's strange when the Muslims follow the Quran as we act so hastily when we go out and get our MasterCards and Visas and American Express cards, and then we ask, is it haram? Yes, it's haram. I don't pay any interest. I pay my bill before the end. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam cursed four that have to deal with riba. And among the four is the one that signs the contract. When you sign the contract to American Express, you agree that if anything happens and you will pay too late, that you have to pay the riba. You agreed to the contract and you signed it and it's haram. But why are you asking after you already did it when you say that you follow the Quran? It's strange to find that the Muslims actually follow the Quran. You go and set it, and we know it as Masjid al-Dirar. You establish the Salah and the Jumu'ah, and then you say, we're going to look into the issue, is it permissible for us to establish a masjid? We're going to go and ask the scholars in the future, can we establish a masjid? All along you making Salah and making Jumu'ah. How in the world could you say you follow the Quran and the Sunnah when Allah tells you do not decide in an affair of yours until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger? Until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger. You're a stranger if you don't move until you wait for the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. You go out and you buy jewelry, the men. And then when someone says, Akhi, that jewelry is for the women, he says it's silver. Jewelry is for the women, as the ulama of Islam show us. And the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, the curse of Allah, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ بِالنِّسَاءِ, that the curse of Allah is on the men who imitate the women. The curse of Allah is on the men who imitate the women. Why didn't you ask that question before you went out and bought it? Because you don't practice Islam. Because you say one thing and you do another. And the people who actually practice Islam is strange. This is what is so strange, that we say we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's so strange to find those among us actually practicing the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It is not proper or befitting or correct for a believing man or a believing woman. Once Allah and His Messenger has decided in an affair, that they have a choice in that affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone clearly astray. Akhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made Jumu'ah compulsory on you only. He has made 34 other salat. Where are you for the other 34? Akhi, I want to make salat in my house. You don't have a choice when Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already decided the issue. You don't have a choice. Pathmark is close to my house. ShopRite is near my house. Food Town is near my house. I have to buy my meat. You think I'm going to travel to the next city for the halal shop? The meat of the Jews and the Christians is permissible. Who told you Pathmark was a Jew or a Christian? Who told you AMP was a Jew or a Christian? Who told you any of these mushrik, capitalists, kafirs, probably atheists, are Jews and Christians? You don't have a choice. And the people who only submit to Allah's decision and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they find that it's strange. And we find it so strange to give up our choice to the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We think, akhi, grow your beard. Oh, I don't look right without my beard, I'll shave it. It's better in my job that I look like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given you the choice. You have no choice when the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been made, then there's no choice. But how strange is it for the people who say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, to have a choice. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us not to greet the disbelievers until they greet us first. And you walking in on your job saying, how you doing, Bob? Walking into the store, hi. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he told us not to greet them until they greet us first. You don't have the choice because you feel uncomfortable. It's strange for the people to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Akhi, why don't you obey Allah and His Messenger? You say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Yes, I know Allah says such and such, but my Shaykh, he told me I can do it anyway. I know the Prophet of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, commanded me to do such and such, but my madhab says I don't have to do it. I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited me from doing such and such. I went to a university, I graduated. I learned my deen, I know what I have to do and what I don't have to do in opposition to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhi, follow Allah, what He has given to you in the Quran, and follow His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. If you ask the people to obey Allah and obey His Messenger, He says, why? Why? You say, because you said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Now you're just doing whatever you want to do. And when Allah and His Messenger has decided, you think that you have a choice in the affair. And you think that your statement, my Shaykh said so and so, brother so and so said so and so, the Imam said so and so, my madhab say so and so, I feel it's right to do so and so. How in the world could you put that over top of what Allah said and what His Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, except that the people who do it is strange? Sister, why are you wearing that niqab? You don't have to, because the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. Brother, why do you wear your pants above your ankles? Because the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam taught us that what is below the ankles is in the hellfire. Oh, that's just one of the opinions. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do anything. Do whatever you like to do. What is the benefit of saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, if you're not going to follow the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the people who follow the sunnah, they look strange. Akhi, shave that, trim that mustache. Keep the hair of your mustache off of your lip. Oh, I don't have to do that. I like mine a little longer. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam has come in to give us guidance. And the people who practice the sunnah, who follow the Quran, they are strange amongst the believers. They are strange amongst the people who say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Why do you do that? Because Allah said do it. Why do you do this? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it. You mean you're not going to question it? You're not going to look deeper than that? We say, what do we benefit from the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجْرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. I swear by your Lord that none of them believes until they make you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judge in the affairs that they dispute in, and then they don't find any difficulty in their hearts from their decision, from your decision, but they submit willingly. Those people who submit willingly to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and to that which we find in the Quran amongst the Muslims are strange. And these are among the strangest strangers, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the success. Bismillah. الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Among the most strangers are those people who follow the understanding and the practical application of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa radiyallahu anhum. Those who follow the understanding and the practical application of the tabi'un and the tabi'ut tabi'un and the scholars of hadith and the ulama of Islam rahimahumullahu ajma'in. Those people who follow the Quran and the Sunnah with this type of understanding and this practical application are the strangest among the strangers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to obey Allah and to obey the Messenger in too many ayat. In every Muslim, he says, I follow the Quran and the Sunnah, and we're looking at our lives. And we're seeing how strange it is to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. But what's even stranger is to follow the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of our rightly guided predecessors. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions and those people that followed them. Those who practice the Quran and understand the Quran with this type of understanding are the most strangers of all of the strange Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us not to make salah in Masjid al-Dirar. People still making salah in Masjid al-Dirar, and we have ignorant fools from among us who will read the ayat in the Quran and say, I don't understand it that way. I don't believe it means that. I think it must mean something else. That understanding is too harsh. Why are you so stupid? If you said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, why don't you practice the Quran and the Sunnah the way that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam practiced it? The way that his companions practiced it. We act as if we don't hear the statement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And the first foremost predecessors from among the Muhajireen and the Ansar and those that follow them, bi ihsan. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And He has prepared for them jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there and forever, and that is the greatest success. We have been commanded to understand and to practice the Quran, not according to your understanding, to the way you feel, to the way you think it is, but we have been commanded to understand this Quran and to practice this Quran the way that the people came before us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is pleased with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum, because they understood and they practiced Islam properly. And no one is going to understand and practice the Quran and the Sunnah except that he understands it and he practices it according to the understanding and the practice of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those that understood and practiced the Quran and the Sunnah from the scholars of hadith and the ulama who came after them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in his book, as we've seen from the Quran. This Quran and this Sunnah isn't for anyone and everyone to understand it according to his or her own desires. You have to submit to the understanding and the practice of the people who came before you, the people who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam has told us that this ummah will be divided into 73 sects and all of them will be in the hellfire except one. And he said that one is مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمُ وَأَصْحَابِي, that which I am upon today and my companions. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam could have said, what I am upon. And you're not even upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he added, and his companions. to show you that they were the ones who understood and practiced this Quran properly, and you don't understand and you don't practice this Quran properly until you take into consideration their understanding and their practice. And those Muslims among us who practice and understand the Quran according to this understanding, they're the strangers of the ghuraba. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among them. Hudhayfa, the companion of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he has said, Ya ma'ashar al-qurra, khudhu tariqa man qablakum. O you reciters of the Quran, O you people who have memorized the Quran, follow the path of those who came before you. He memorized the Quran. But the companion of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam told him to follow the path of those who came before you. You may have memorized the Quran. You may have memorized the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you don't understand it and practice it except the way that it was understood and practiced by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people who came after you. As the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam is the best predecessor for you, and his companions after him are your best predecessors for you. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam told his daughter Fatima in Sahih Muslim, when he was about to die and she was crying, he said, فَإِنَّهُ نِعْمُ سَلَفُ أَنَا لَكِ. Indeed, I am the best predecessor for you. I am the best salaf for you. I am the best example for you to follow. Take my understanding and my practical application of the Book of Allah and of my Sunnah. This is what has been made compulsory on the believers. But only the strangers understand and practice the Quran according to the understanding and the practical application of our righteous predecessors. Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, he makes this point very clear as he says, اصبر نفسك على السنة وقف حيث وقف القوم وقل بما قالوا وكف عما كفوا عنه واسلك سبيل سلفك الصالح فإنه يسعك مَا وَسَعَهُمْ. Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, he said, be patient with following the sunnah. Be patient with following the sunnah. And stop where the people stopped. Where the people who came before you, stop where they stopped. Say what they said. Refrain from doing that which they refrain from doing. And follow the path of your rightly predecessors. Follow the path of your salafus salih. Because indeed what was sufficient for them is sufficient for you. And Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, he also said, showing us who are the strangers, عَلَيْكَ بِآثَارِ مَنْ سَلَفْ وَإِنْ رَفَضَكَ النَّاسِ. I command you to hold fast to the narrations of the Salaf, to the narrations of the predecessors who came before you, even if the people leave you alone because you do so. And today we see that which Imam al-Awza'i has said. If you hold fast to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding and the practical application of the Salaf, the people think you're crazy. And Imam al-Nasa'i rahimahullah, Imam al-Awza'i, he commanded us to hold fast to these narrations, to hold fast to the Quran and the Sunnah, to hold fast to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding and the practical application of those people who came before us, even if the people are against you. The strangers from among the believers, they have to expect that nowadays the Muslims aren't practicing Islam, though they say they're Muslims. They have to expect that the people who say that they're practicing Islam aren't following the understanding and the guidance and the practical application of the Quran and the Sunnah from our rightly guided predecessors. We have to stand firm to this even if the people leave us alone. We have to stand firm on this even if the people leave us alone. When you give the people the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which the companions and the tabi'un and the tabi'un were upon, stand upon it even if the people leave you. We listen to this hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. إنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا، فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. Whoever among you lives, he will see many differences of an opinion. So I command you to hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifas that come after me. Hold fast to what they brought you. Among the rightly guided khalifas is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed many verses of Quran with the understanding of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As for the example, when they were making the Hajj with the Umrah with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he advised the Prophet, let's take the Maqam of Ibrahim as a place to make Salat, and then Allah revealed the verse to take the Maqam of Ibrahim as a place to make the Salat, and there were many verses revealed with the understanding of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as Allah has made the truth on the tongue of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said in a narration, when you conquer the cities, when you're going out calling the people to Islam, when you're spreading Islam to the rest of the world, build masjids in the cities that you conquer, but do not build two masjids in a city so as to harm one another. This is the guidance of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. This is the understanding and the practical application of the Quran and the Sunnah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us stand upon it, even if we're the strangest of the strangers. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to make us firm on this deen. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to make our hearts in obedience to you and in obedience to your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us the strength to hold fast even when the people leave us alone. Oh Allah, we ask you to increase us in knowledge, increase us in iman, increase us in taqwa, to increase us in the practice of this deen. Oh Allah, we ask you not to make us among those people who say that which they do not do. And we ask you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to make us among those people who practice what they preach. Oh Allah, we ask you for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the hellfire. Oh Allah, we ask you to continue to pour down on us your mercy from this rain. Oh Allah, we ask you to continue to pour down your mercy on us. Oh Allah, we ask you for more rain and the mercy of this rain and the answering of the dua that we make during this rain. Walhamdulillah.